This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 385 and three quarters, up 16. May corn, 393 and three quarters, up 16. July corn, 401, up 15 and a half. March soybeans, 987, up 27 and a half. May soybeans, 993, up 26 and three quarters. July soybeans, 998, up 26 and a quarter. March wheat, 513 and three quarters, up 21. May wheat, 517 and three quarters, up 20 and a half. July wheat, 522 and a quarter, up 20 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans were guided upward by a prediction of lower production numbers of Brazilian soybeans. Corn and wheat drew strength from the soybean rally. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 16 cents at 356 to 375. Soybean bids were 27 to 29 higher at 935 to 975. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 11 to 18 cents at 351 to 381, while soybean bids were 26 to 27 higher at 960 to 985. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 16 cents at 362 to 383. Soybean bids advanced 27 to 30 cents to 966 to 995, and the wheat bids mostly 20 to 21 higher at 4.25 to 486. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 28 cents higher at 987 to 1002, with basis steady range from option to 15 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 360.60 to 372.60 per ton. That's up $12.70, with basis steady range from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 16 to 17 higher at 378 to 391, with basis steady to a penny higher, ranging from 8 under to 5 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 16 to 21 cents higher at 377 to 386, with basis steady to a nickel stronger at 9 under to option the March. Soybeans rallied 26 to 28 cents at 990 to 999, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 3 to 12 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 19 to 21 cents stronger at 401 to 410. These same elevators placed their soybean prices 27 to 30 cents stronger at 1017 to 1019. Soft red winter wheat up 21 to 28 cents at 514 to 526. And the Milo ended the day 16 cents higher at 460 to 461. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 367 to 386. New crop soybean bids range from 908 to 940. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 371 to 386. New crop soybean bids at 923 to 941. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 373 up to 390. New crop soybean bids at 910 to 940. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 476 up to 510. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.78. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.79. February corn delivered to Scottville, $3.72. March corn delivered to Scottville, $3.73. February beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.75. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.74. February beans delivered to Scottville, $9.75. March beans delivered to Scottville, $9.74. February wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.90. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.78. Corn at Scottville is $3.72. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.75, and wheat at Scottville is $4.90. And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $153.75, up 55 cents. April live cattle, $150.57, up 97 cents. June live cattle, $142.42, up 67 cents. March feeder cattle, $199.50, down $1.20. April feeder cattle, $199.90, down $1. May feeder cattle, $20.045, down $1.17. February lean hogs, $67.20, up 87 cents. April lean hogs, $70.87, down 5 cents. May lean hogs, $79, down 35 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 3rd afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 84 cents lower in the range of $53 to $66 with a weighted average carcass price of $64.46. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading $1 to $2 lower with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. Range U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $32 to $36. 4 to 5 weight at 33 to 38, 5 to 6 weight at 35 to 40, and over 600 pounds at 37 to 43. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $40 to $44. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 386 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 76 and a quarter, which was $2.23 lower. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled $11,551. The opening report for United Producers Livestock Auction at Shelbyville had estimated receipts of $309. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were 1 to 2 lower, Holstein steers 50 cents to a dollar lower. Slaughter steers choice at 157 to 164. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 148 to 154.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 155 to 164. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 157 to 159. Dress basis traded at 252. Heifers on live basis traded at 159 to 159.50. And on a dress basis traded at 252. In the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses $243.11, which was 50 cents higher, with select carcasses at $235.14, which is 46 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated $112,000 compared to $111,000 last week and $116,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $433,000 compared to $417,000 last week and $425,000 one year ago. The Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report for Monday, February 2nd, had receipts of 1,133 bales or 105 tons. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $5.60 a bale. Good quality alfalfa small squares at $2.50 to $3. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares at 3.25 to 3.75, with large squares 3x3s at 31 to 50. Orchard grass, good quality small squares at 3.25 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at $2 to $3 a bale, with large squares at 22 to 35. Large rounds, 5x5s at 26 to 40. Fair quality corn stalks, large squares at $14 a bale. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at $2.85, and oat straw, fair quality small squares at $1.75 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, it's first week of February. Oftentimes that the first week of the month brings in fresh money from the outside, and we've come down a long way, so we're seeing the opportunity for a little bit of a bounce in the markets here. I think probably the key driver right now, though, is twofold. One, we're seeing the dollar that's come up so sharply without any time of major correction, looking for an opportunity to correct lower and some profit taken in global currency markets. I don't think the fundamentals of the dollar have changed at all, but I think the dollar is past due for that correction lower, which allows some money to come back into the commodity sector. Then you add to that the fact that we have the largest strike going on now in the oil fields that we have seen since 1980, and that strike is creating a lot of uncertainty in the energy sector. A lot of the funds had been shorting or selling the energy sector, and now with the uncertainty of the strike, they're taking their profits on those short positions, getting out, and that's allowing the energy prices to rise. Crude oil trading back above $50, I think, is giving a boost to the grain and oil seeds as well. In fact, we're seeing kind of money flowing back into the broad spectrum of commodity and equity markets. So I don't believe this is a long-term change in direction at this point. It's something that we've been anticipating the possibility of, particularly when we saw over the weekend the strike in the oil fields and the oil sector, that if it expands could eventually impact nearly two-thirds of our gasoline production in the United States. So I think what we're getting here is an opportunity, a rally to be sold, a rally to be taken advantage of, a rally to catch up on, and we need to be careful about getting too bullish, because fundamentally we still have a big crop coming in South America and supplies are growing. The market's job is still to discourage production and encourage demand to bring the two into balance, and that hasn't happened yet.
And with the South American crop looking so well, do you want to just give us an update as to what we could be looking at from them?
Well, the primary focus is on soybeans. Last year, Brazil produced a crop of 86.7 million metric tons of soybeans, and a record crop, and we talked about what a big crop that was. And then this year, we expanded acreage, even after a record U.S. crop that gave us big surpluses. Brazilian farmers expanded production, expanded the area, had generally favorable weather. And so there were private estimates coming out of the crop of a really surging to 97, 98, 99 million metric tons. USDA, in fact, in their January 12th crop report, raised their production estimate from 94 up to 95.5 million metric tons. So just a huge crop, and that was the mindset. Since then, we've had some heat and dryness across the central and northern parts of the belt during the pod fill stage that have taken some of the top off the crop. We still have the expanded acreage. We still have overall good yields, but now we're seeing estimates come out in the 93 to 94 million metric ton level. That's still a big crop. It's still well above last year's record crop, but it's not quite as big as what was expected before. And so that is having a psychological effect of them on the market, allowing a little bit of a relief rally in here to correct an oversold condition. But I don't think it really changes the long-term fundamentals that much when we look at global supplies increasing. On the corn side, overall, it looks like corn yields from the first crop will be pretty good, but that doesn't matter so much as the second crop of safrinha corn, which is 60% of Brazil's production. And that is keyed upon whether we have good weather in February in Mato Grosso do Sul, and some of the surrounding areas to harvest the soybeans and plant the corn crop by March 1st. And at this point, that appears very favorable. Profit margins for corn are actually better this year than they were a year ago due to currency exchange rate differences. And then you go south of the border into Argentina, and both soybean and corn yields look very good. They're just looking at a record soybean crop. Corn area was down a little bit, so it may not be record production, but still looking very good. So they're going to help make up for some of the losses in Brazil.
Now, if America looks at another year of a phenomenal crop coming up here, what can we expect to see in the prices? For now, the dollar is still very strong. Do we see this strength carrying on to support prices going into the fall?
Well, I've been expecting a pullback in the dollar, as I mentioned, but overall, the dollar's fundamentals remain strong relative to the rest of the world. Yes, we have problems, but we don't have near as many problems as the rest of the world. We're still talking about potential interest rate hikes later this year in the United States. Well, as the rest of the world lowers interest rates, Australia joined the strong chorus of various central banks overnight in lowering its interest rate, and that caused its Australian dollar to drop over 2% versus the U.S. dollar. So overall, I think the dollar is going to remain strong going forward. Typically, we're in the month of February when crop insurance rates are set, and a lot of people think, well, that's when prices need to rally, and they have done that in some years in the past because that was the time we needed to make sure we buy acres. Well, in times of surplus, you don't need to buy acres. You need to discourage acres, especially for soybeans. So I'm looking for the month of February to be a tough month overall for the soybean contracts. Corn, I think, may chop in a sideways trading range with a bit of a downside bias overall. And then as we get into the month of March and into the spring, we may see a little bit of risk premium added back into corn once again to make sure we don't reduce acreage too much, because we're still vulnerable if we get a major weather problem in the Midwest this summer. And then as we go into the summer, obviously it's going to be based on whether we have good weather or whether we have poor growing conditions. If we have good growing conditions, I think we can expect new lows in both the corn and soybean markets. If we have very adverse weather, we could be back up to prices that we saw a few years ago, but that's a big if at this point, and really can't see that on the horizon. We'll have to get closer to the growing season to have an idea on that.
So like many other growing seasons, it's basically just going to come down to weather.
It really does. The farmers' fortunes are hinge on the weather forecast.
Suderman also gave an update on what we can be expecting in the livestock markets this week.
Part of the problem is that we have continued declining demand for feeder cattle at the sale barn. So we saw the 450 daily limit down on Monday to start off the week. We had a bearish cattle inventory report come out on Friday afternoon showing that we are increasing the size of the cow herd faster than what was anticipated by the trade. We have more cattle on wheat pasture than what was believed. So the feeder cattle market has taken another hit, and that weighed on the fat cattle market. As we go back to the fat cattle market, though, we still face tight supplies up front. The real question is going to be this week when it's believed that the packers have an extensive control of cattle through the contracted formula cattle that they can have access to. If that proves to be the case, then we could see the cash price see a significant drop once again. If it proves to not be the case, then we could see stronger cash prices and we could see a resurgence back, and we could build on recent gains in the fat cattle market, particularly the nearby contracts, which was where we're seeing the greatest amount of tightness right now.
So the cattle herd is growing faster than we anticipated, so that's going to bring prices down. Now, the consumer seems to have only recently backed off of beef because of higher prices. Do you think that we're going to see the consumer come back just as quickly?
Well, I think that's going to be a real challenge for the beef industry. And to some extent, I think it's going to be difficult to earn their trust to come back, so to speak, trust that prices are going to stay lower levels. I think one of the big things that's hurting beef demand right now is not necessarily consumers' lack of interest in beef, but the cheapness of alternative supplies. Particularly pork has come down so far, and so retailers can tell the packers, hey, bring those beef prices down or we'll simply feature pork at the retail level, because pork has come down and supplies of pork are abundant. We have seen some losses in demand on the export market because of the strength of the dollar. I think that's going to be something that the industry is going to have to continue to battle with the dollar expected to stay strong for quite some time. So they're really going to have to work on the domestic consumer, trying to draw them back to those steaks and hamburgers.
And let's look over at the hog markets. If the consumer is showing a more interest in pork, that's good news for the hog markets.
Well, it certainly is. And when I look at demand for pork, it's really been quite good. Product movement last week was the strongest we'd seen in many weeks. We're seeing sustained good exports despite the strong dollar, although trending somewhat lower, still relatively strong levels. But the supply has been strong as well. We're slaughtering more animals now than we did a year ago and at heavier weights. And overall, that's bringing overall pork production to exceed year-ago levels. So supply is bigger than demand, even though the demand is good. the supply is even better.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.